Okay, today's daf is Lamed Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak. This is now basically going to be discussing dinei nefashos, a few differences between them. We're generally more hesitant to kill somebody because the pasuk says v'hitzilu. So therefore, there's a special mandate to try to do whatever we can to save human lives. In terms of dinei mamonos, so whatever is a zechus for somebody else is a chov for the other person. You know, it's always two sides to the argument in terms of dinei mamonos, but we don't necessarily have that aspect in dinei nefashos necessarily. But there's a whole structure of society that has to be maintained, and therefore, so sometimes if we insist upon the letter of the law, so like we'll see they're not going to want to give loans and stuff like that. We have to be sensitive to the overall society concerns as well. So we'll keep this in mind as we begin now. Meretz Hashem, the fourth pair. So both monetary cases and both capital cases, so you have to have the drisha v'chakira. So we explain these are the types of questions that are asked, and if they're unable to answer them, then at least if they're not able to answer the chakiras, then in fact we would throw out the case. So what's the difference between the two of them? Dini mamonos b'shlosha. We know that in the first Mishnah of the first parak that you have three dayanim. Dini nefashos b'esrim v'shloshim. There are shlosha. There are 23 dayanim for dini nefashos. Dini mamonos poisachin bein l'zachus bein l'chova. So we could start off with both either by a zechus or for a chov. Dini nefashos poisachin l'zachus. We always start with a zechus v'ein poisachin l'chova. We don't try to start off making the guy chayev. Dini mamonos, for monetary laws, matin al pi echod, bein l'zechus bein l'chova. So for monetary laws, if you have one judge, you could go either way. 2-1 works. But however, dini nefashos, matin al pi echod, l'zechus, for one could only work if you have a majority of one to find the guy innocent. Val pi shnayim l'chova, you need a majority of two to find the guy guilty. So for example, if the Beis Din come out 12-11, if 12 said that the guy is innocent, that's enough. But if 12 said that the guy is chayiv, that would not be enough, and you wouldn't execute based upon the majority of one. Dine mamonos, machzirin bein lezuchus bein lechova. So we could bring him back again if there's new claims, new edim, something comes up. However, dine nefashos machzirin lezuchus. We'd only bring back and reopen the case if it's a possible zechus, ve'ein machzirin lechova. But we wouldn't bring it back if we're going to try to find the guy guilty now, meaning chayv misa. In terms of monetary law, anybody can come and give a reason to try to be melamed zechus on him. That everyone there can try to be melamed zechus, but not everyone there could speak up and try to find find him guilty. Next difference, min dimamonos hamelamed choiva melamed zechus v'hamed zechus melamed chova. So for one person, it could go back and forth. The guy who's coming in giving a case for zechus, he could turn around and also be melamed zechov on him. However, and vice versa. But dini nefashos hamelamed chova melamed zechus. If you started off negative and you thought the guy's guilty, then you could turn around and be melamed zechus on him. Avah hamelamed zechus. But once you've started off saying zechus for him, sein yachal lachzer melamed chova. You can't now go back and make him chayev. Okay, dini mamonos donim b'yom v'gomrim b'layla. So posh pshat, we'll say like this, that it starts during the daytime and the case could finish off at nighttime. Dini nefashos donim b'yom v'gomrim b'yom. They have to conclude, both begin and conclude by daytime. Dini mamonos gomrim b'yom bein l'zchus bein l'chova. Right, so for monetary laws, so we finish up the same day. Dini nefashos gomrim b'yom l'zchus. We'll finish on the same day to help him out, to save him, to exonerate him. Uveyom shla'achrav l'choiva. And the day afterwards, if we're going to find him chayiv. Lefikach ein donim lo be'erev Shabbos lo be'erev Yom Tov. So we don't start a case on Erev Shabbos because we can't. If the guy's guilty, we're not going to execute him on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and that would be a problem postponing the din. So we don't start off dinning the fascist cases on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Next difference. Dini momenos ha tum ois v'hataharos masachilin min hagodol. So when all these cases, dini momenos, if something is tame, if it's tahor, so we begin with the greatest one there. Ha'udin nefashos masachilin min hatzad. So they were seated in like a a semicircle, and the people who were the, we'll call it the youngest or less experienced dayanim, were sitting on the outer, and they would speak up first so that they wouldn't be afraid of speaking their opinion unless they would come to argue they wouldn't want to speak up. The gadol, the Av Beis Din, the Nasi spoke up first, then they wouldn't feel comfortable offering their opinions. So we start from them first so they could say what they have to say. Hakol kasherin ledun dinin amamonos. Everyone is kosher to be a din, a dayan for dinin amamonos. Ve'ena kol kasherin ledun dinin nefashos. El kohanim levim v'yisrael v'hamasiin lekohuna. So they're kohen levi yisrael, right? Anybody who is of good yichus that to be able to marry into the kohuna, then they're allowed to judge dinin nefashos, right? But not everybody. So the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph, he brings down all of these halachos from the Mishnah. It's the Perek Yud Aleph Halach Aleph. So says the Gemara, Dinim Amonos, mi be'inin drisha v'chakira? Is that really true? You have to do drisha v'chakira for Dinim Amonos? Ramin, who'll ask you a kasha? Shtar shizmana kosuv be'echa b'nisan b'shmita. Uvo eidin v'amru, heyechatem me'idin al shtar zeh, halo bayom ploni imonu ha'yisem b'mokom ploni. So, if they have a shtar, it says that really the loan took place on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? It was a Shemitah year. And then Edom came and they're like, Maznas, in 1 second, how could you do this? You were with us on that day. So, shtar kosher, ve'ed of kasherim, right? So, the shtar is kosher, the Edom are kosher. Chashinen shema acheruhu v'chasvuhu. We're choshesh that maybe what happened was that there was like a delay, meaning they wrote it earlier, but they only got around to actually writing the date of the loan was on this day. Now, if you're going to tell me, this is the kasha now, if you can tell me you have to do the drisha v'chakira, how could that even be a valid concern? You know, they'll ask, and did you sign it on this day? Is this when it really happened? And if the edus on the shtar doesn't match, then it's not going to be good. 1 second. According to your reasoning, tikshilach mastisin. You have a kash on the Mishnah itself. What's the Mishnah? Shidre choiv umukdoshin psulim v'mechorin ksherin. So if you have it's a Mishnah in Shvius, right? If you have a shtar, it's a mukdam, it's written earlier, that's no good. But if you have a shtar, it's meuchar, that's written afterward, that's kosher. V'isakadaitach be'inan drisha v'chakira meuchar namayim kasherin. So why would you be able to have a post-dated shtar good if you need drisha v'chakira? That's not really the real date, right? Someone says, no. Halo kasha. That's really not a difficulty. Da'adiv v'mino ka'amrinon. Because really, you could say better. What does that mean? Da'filu echa b'nisan lo shchichei enashe mezov. Deleke lemeimar shema acharuhu de kasuhu. Lomar Lishtare, afilu hachi kevin de shvius soifa mishmetes machshirin. So no, there's reason why the kash was asked from a brisa and not from the Mishnah, because we have a better stira than the Mishnah. In the brisas, even if the shtar was written on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in a Shemitah year, that's when it's not so common to find people going around lending money, because everyone knows that all the loans and all the debts are canceled at the end of Shemitah, right? So therefore, it's not reasonable to say that maybe they delayed and wrote the shtar later on, because one's not going to ruin his shtar by post-dating it so close to the end of Shemitah, right? Right, because since the Shemitah cancels it out, so we say that the shtar is really a shtar mu'uchar, and therefore it's kosher. So that's why the Gemara asked the kasha from the Braisa, but not from the Mishnah. Someone says, 1 second, become welcome kasha, right? So you're right, okay, where you get the kasha from, you explained why you took the kasha from there, but at the end of the day, there is a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So Simon Cherpash, this is going to be Rosh Yitevis for the four answers that are going to be given to resolve them. So here's the Ches, Omer Rabbi Chanina. Dvar Torah, Echadini Mamnus, Echadini Nefashas, Bedrisha V'Chakira. Really, on the Diraisa level, you have to have both a Jewish and a Chakira for both. Shne'emar mishpat echad yelochem, because we have an equal system for both types of cases. Matam omru dinim momlos lobo in a Jewish and a Chakira. So why then did we relax the requirement and not insist upon having Jewish and a Chakira for loans? Kidei shlatilam dalas b'fnei lovin, because we don't want to close the door in front of the potential borrowers, like we said over in the beginning. That when it comes to dinim mamonos, you have to think how society is going to function. And if people are going to realize, oh my goodness, you know, I have to go through this whole long process, they're going to schlep me to a Beis Din, they're going to intimidate me into things, I don't need the headache. I'm not going to lend out my money. I forget about it. Who needs this stress? So they realized that, and they wanted to create an opportunity, an environment people feel comfortable giving loans. They're not going to have such a big process. So therefore, in order so the door shouldn't be closed, literally, figuratively, so they wanted to make it easier to do loans. So therefore, they relaxed the requirement of drisha v'chakira. There is a whole piece in Rizholti has about once you don't have a drisha v'chakira, he has a discussion. Does that mean that this is really no longer an edus d'oraisa? Right? It would sound like from the Rambam and that you need to have drisha v'chakira, and if you don't, so we'll still do the loan, but we're not really talking about any longer an edus d'oraisa. Yes, the Gemara is now el me'ata. If that's true, meaning that the Chazal took off the requirement for drisha v'chakira for dinei mamonos. So that's the Gemara now on Amud Beis. If they made a mistake, now you don't have to pay, so then certainly people are going to want to make loans, because at the end of the day they'll say, look, you know, had you done a drisha v'chakira, you would have found out more information, and therefore you would have gotten you would have gotten it right. So therefore, we're not going to be interested in doing loans. Okay, now comes the resh. Cherpash, the resh is Rava Omer. Again, we're trying to work out the stira. Masniz in the halacha b'dine knosos ve'idach b'hodos v'halvos. So there's a difference here between knas and loans, and or a person is modo, he admits. So knas is recognizable by one of two factors. If there's a set pre-penalty amount that you pay, that's called a knas. If you do this, 30. If you do this, you have to pay 100. Whatever it is, that's called a knas. Another way that to know whether a penalty is a knas is if it exceeds the actual value. So, for example, for kefil. So, kefil, you pay double. That's not what the object is actually worth. You pay more than that. You pay dalad v'hei. These are all examples of a knosos. So, according to Rava, our Mishnah that says that you have to do for what's it called? Where you need drisha v'chakir, that's where there's knas, because it's more serious. You're paying more money. So, yeah, okay, higher payment, a higher standard of interrogation. But the other cases with which the, you know, in Shvius and Brice, that you don't have to do drisha v'chakira, that's talking about hodos v'havos, which makes sense. It's similar to, again, to make sure that things could function. Okay, the next answer, the pay in the Cherpash is Rav Papa Omar, edi v'hodos v'havos. No, both Mishnah and the Brice are talking about cases of loans. Karmadine meruba, karmadine she'ena meruba. Merume means like when you suspect that something is happening. The judge is like, you know, they feel something's wrong about this. They could sense, you know, this is like the guy's a shtickmacher. Something's going on over here. So in that case, then they have to do a drisha v'chakira to figure out more information, even on the loan, right? Kidereish lakish. How do you do this? So you have to figure out, you know, if you feel that something is a little bit fishy, you have to do a whole investigation. That's there. That's why it says tzedek tirdof two times. Rav Ashi Yamar, this is the shin. Rav Ashi masnisin kiddushininon, right? Our Mishnah is like any one of the others that we said. Kroy echad l'din ve'echad l'pshora. So the psukim are one talking about actual din, one's talking about pshora. We have pshora back the thing on davav, dav zayin, that there's an inyan of making a pshora to compromise. Kidetanya, as we learned in the braisa, tzedek tzedek tirdoif echad l'din ve'echad l'pshora. Ketzad shtei sefinos oivros benahar upogu ze beze ze'im oivros shtehem shtehen toivos beze acheze shtehen oivros. So if you have two boats are traveling, right, and they both try to go through at the same time, then they're going to sink because there's not like enough space for both of them. But if one goes after the other, then they're both going to get through. Right, so you have two camels, they're trying to climb a Beis Choron. If shnehem doifel, they're both going to fall if they try to do the same time. So if one goes after the other, then things are going to work out. So how do you really figure out who gets to go first? So the rule is like this. Te'una she'ina te'una. If you have one that has is carrying packages and one that's not, so tidoche she'ina te'una mepnei te'una. So the one that doesn't have any packages is nidche, goes to the side. He goes aside, and the other one goes first. Krova l'she'ina krova. If one boat is close to where its final destination is, and one is not so close, so tidoche krova mepnei she'ina krova. So the one who is not so close to do it. Hayu shtehin krovos, but if they're both close, shtehin rechoikos, they're both equal distance, then hata pshur b'nehim umala schar zolazo. So then they just make a compromise, you know, to figure out who gets to go first, and then the boat, the captains, wherever, will pay each other, that they'll compensate, you know, if there's any loss that you suffer because while you're waiting for me to pass, then I'll make it up. So at the end of the day, it becomes even. Okay. Tan Rabbanon, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdaif, you should pursue justice. Halachacha Beis Din Yofa, you have to go to the Beis Din possible. So Acha Rabbi Elezer Lelod, you should go to Rabbi Elezer and Lod. Acha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Livror Chayo, you should go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, whose Beis Din was in Vor Chayo. Tana, Kol Rechaim be Burni, Shavua Habein, Shavua Habas. So when there was a gezeira malchus against, you know, Yiddishkeit, so they had secret ways of giving over the messages that they were having mitzvahs, right? Ola ner bebor chayil mishtesham mishtesham. So if they heard a sound of a rechaim, right, in the city of Burni, so then that was like basically saying there's going to be a bris. If they heard the saying that there was going to be a lamp was in Bor Chayil, so that's being that a chasana was taking place. Tan Rabbanan, tzedek tzedek tirdof. You should follow the chachamim to the yeshiva. So what is that? Acher Rabbi Eliezer lelod. You should go Rabbi Eliezer lelod. Acher Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai livror chayil. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in vror chayil. Acher Rabbi Yeshua lepekin. You should go to Pekin for Rabbi Yeshua. Acher Rabbi Gamliel Yavne. You should go to Gamliel for Yavne. Acher Rabbi Akiva lebnei Brak. You should go to Bnei Brak to learn with Rabbi Akiva. Acher Rabbi Masio leroimi. You should go to Rabbi Masya to Rome. Acher Rabbi Chananya ben Tradio in Lesichni. You should go to Sichni for Rabbi Chananya ben Tradio. Acher Rabbi Yossi in Tzipori. Rabbi Yossi is in Tzipori. Acher Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Netzivin. Yehuda was in Netzivin. Acher Rabbi Yoshua le Gola. So you should go to that. The Gola here is Bavel, which is present day Iraq. Acher Rabbi Leves Sharm. You go to Rabbi Yud Hanasi into Beis Sharm. Acher Chachamim Lishkas Agozes. So when you go to the Chachamim, in times of the Beis Hamikdash, they would go there. They were in the Lishkas Agozes, which was the special type of place where they sat. And the Yavitz would mean that it means even if there's other Talmidei Chachamim elsewhere, the primary place is by the Sanhedrin. So then, quotes the Mishnah: Dine Mamnos Poschin Heichad Amrinim. So what exactly is this case? How do you say that we open up with giving a zechus, right? I'm sorry, or you could say for Dine Mamnos, you could open up either one. You could say something for a benefit or for a chov. Amr Rev Yehuda Hachi Amrinim Lahu Mi Yemer Kideka Amrin. So is who says that what that happened the way you said? Maybe you're mistaken. So Amale Ula Vaha Chasminan Lahu, you're choising them, you're muzzling them, you're silencing them, they're not going to, you know, want to say if you think that, you know, the very first thing you start off saying, oh, by who knows, who says you're telling the truth? Lichamzu, right? So okay, so I'll be quiet. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn the Brayso? Shimon ben Elazar, Oymer Masi in Esa Eden in Makom LeMakom Kadesh Titarif Daitam VeYachzur Behen. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says when it talks about case of Dinei Nefashos, we try to confuse them a little bit. We bring them from one place to another and then to another place. So we try to get them a little bit confused. They're not sure exactly what's going on over here. So me dummy, one second. Is that a good comparison about trying to silence them versus getting the potential edim on a dinei momen dinei nefashos has in the milika midche, right over there? Right there they're doing it themselves. Here we're doing it to them directly. That's a difference. So el amarula, it's like this. This is what we say to the people who are there. Do you have any witnesses that you can be mazim? right? Amr le Rabba v'chi poischim b'zechus v'shazeh sheyichoy v'shazeh. 1 second, how could you start off with something that's zechus going to help the one guy, but it's going to be a chov for the other one, right? You know, it's what we said earlier, that by definition, when for these types of cases, anything that helps one person is going to harm the other one. Smihav yechovaso, is that really a chov? Atznam, we learned the Mishnah in Makos. Ain't Adam Zomin Hiragin Ad Shigmar Hadin. No, they're only killed until there's a Gemar Din, right? So if you could get them at an earlier part of this, they're not going to be chayev. So it's not really a chov to them. So Hachamina, this is really what Rav was saying. Ilu Shosek, if I be quiet, right? Hi, Aj did Migmar Dine, Umaisa Adam Mazaminuhu, and then the meaning of the Hadigman, and then they come along and they turn them into Adam Zomin, Havile Chavasa Shazet. That would be a chov for them because there's a Gemar Din, and then you got them. Ella Omarava, Amrinan Le, Yeshlecha Adim Lachishon. So you have Adi Chachosha. That's different than Adi Hazman. An Adi who's coming to be Mazim, somebody says that, how in the world could you give Adis about this event? You were with us. So in other words, they say like last Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we saw Ruvain loan Shimon money at Yankee Stadium. Says, no, last Wednesday, whatever it was, that time you were with us, you were at the Mets game, so you couldn't be at the Yankee game, you were with us at the Mets game. So that is called Adi Hazama. They're not saying that the event didn't happen. The event really could have happened. Adi Hazama says the event could have happened, but there's no way that you would have known about it because you were with us at that time, at that place, so there's no way you could possibly give an Adis about that. Adi Hachosh is different. Adi Hachosh says that, we were at the ball game and we saw Reuven loan Shimon $100. They said, no, we were also at the ball game and we saw that he did not loan it. There was never a loan that took place. So they're bringing Machish, they're contradicting the actual Adis itself. That's a key point just to distinguish, again, that by Hazama, the event could have really happened, but we're saying the Adim wouldn't know about it. By Adi Hachosh, so we're saying that, no, the event didn't really even happen, right? We're contradicting you. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana Amar, midivrehem nizdaka Pliny. Based upon your statements, your words, so we found Pliny, so-and-so, he's acquitted. Abai Rav Damatar Vayhu, so Abai Rav said the same thing. Amrin and Le, I lo katalt, lo tidchal. If you didn't kill anybody, then you don't have to be afraid. Right? That's what they say. Rav Ashi Omer, Kol mi sheyodea lo zechus yavo vilamed olav. Rav Ashi says, no, the court says like this. Anybody who knows a zechus for him should come up and say this now in order to be melamed zechus and help him out. Tanya givasi debai v'rova. So we have a brace that goes like what Pshat debai and Rava said. Rebbe Omer, im lo shachav ish osoch v'im lo sotis. Right? This is by the Sota case, right? That if we say if the pasuk says that if no man has really lived with her, right, or she hasn't gone astray, right, then they'll be this mayim is not going to affect you, right. But if you have been unfaithful, so then this is going to not be good for you, right? So the kohen first is over the case where the woman was innocent, and then goes to the opposite. So mikan. So from here, you see from this case, shepoischem b'dinei nefashos techila zechus. So therefore, that's how we start off. That's this brisa is a raya for Abaye and Rava that we're basically telling the guy, look, if you're innocent, you have absolutely nothing to fear, right? And we know mechlal avat shemehin. But if you're not innocent, i.e., if you are guilty, so then you taka have what to be afraid of. I saw an interesting question that's discussed in the Cheshukei Chemed, something that comes up frequently. You know, when people have an argument, it's too hot, or I'm too cold, what should you do? So he has a question like this, based upon today's daf. Those who are sitting by the window in the Beis Medrash, they want it closed. They want it open. So who do you follow? So he explains that the Beis Medrash, it was in the winter time, but it was a little bit hot. So he says, "Hachuv lechora yesh makom loymer sheila soivlim in achom tzoidkim." Really, those who are bothered by the heat are correct. Because they can't really do anything about it. Tosfos Bava Basra, he quotes the Gemara. Tosfos says, Sheheviu es hayushalmish antignos hayilolelich bederech. So Antignos, the Roman, had to travel. Amalei the Rebbe, Tzoli Elias, he tells Rebbe, daven for me. So Amalei, Yehei Rava, Kish, De Teshtezi Min Tzinso, you should be saved from the cold. Amalei, Dots Lusa, that's your tefillah for me? Yatir Chad Kisa, Tzinso Azla. Now, see, if I get cold, I'll just put on another coat, I'll put on a sweater, I'll put on another shirt. That's not such a good thing. So Amalei says, Yehei Rava, Shetiz Taziv Min Tzraba, so you should be saved from the heat. He says, Amalei, Havada Itzlusa. That's a good tefillah. Techziv a nester mechamoso. Because no one can hide from his chamoso. It's like it means a play of chom, his Hashem's heat. And he brings an interesting marshal that the Chasam Sofer Tzatzal gave about the Haskalah movement. That he gives a marshal where the heat and the cold were arguing as to who was stronger, who was more superior. So they set up a test, and they each, you know, use their koach against the person. So when it got colder and colder, then the person would just put on more and more clothing, and the cold air couldn't do anything to bother him because he'd blow again and just put on another coat. But then the heat came, and when the warmth came, then they started taking off the clothing. So the nimshal was kol zman, the Jews were in galus and we were getting hit and hit and hit, so we just kept on fortifying ourselves, more Torah, more mitzvahs, more garments, more levushim, and then the warmth of the haskalah came, and with that warmth we took off the garments. Hamei v'nyoven. So then he goes back to the actual, you know, Shiley's discussing. He says, "Im kein, gam b'nyanenu elit shesoglim hakor yochol nehizgonin ayidei shulash meal." So just have the people in the base medrash who are cold, who are by the window, that they should keep the window open, but put on an extra coat. Aval elit shesoglim hachom einim yochol nehizgonin. There's nothing they can do about it. So how does this relate to our Gemara? I'm going to skip a little bit, but he quotes our Gemara about the Shtei Sefinos over Benahar, right? That if the two are going, so if they both go at the same time, then no one's going to pass. If one goes after the other, then they'll both pass. The two camels are going to try to go in the Milas Beis Chorin. If they both try to walk at the same time, then nothing's going to happen. But if they take turns, then they're both going to be able to pass safely. Okay, he brings the Meiri. Tam hadover, ki kol she'anu ro'im she'yochel lisbol ha'ikuv b'yoser, the one who can hold off and delay longer, yidchem b'nei chavero. So he gets pushed aside, and the one who can't wait as long, who can't tolerate it, the other one goes first. V'chein barim b'nei chole. If you have a healthy person in a chole, so the whole person goes first. V'chok yotze b'zeh. Anything similar to this. Af, le'inyin hadin omru, she'im hayo lifnei hadayin harbe ba'le din. A lot of people coming, they each want to present their case to the dayin. Makdim in yosum la'mona. So Yosem goes in front of an Almana. V'Almana le'Talmud Chacham, and an Almana goes before a Talmud Chacham. V'Talmud Chacham le'Amharetz, he goes in front of Amharetz. V'Ish Kodemis le'Ish, and a woman goes before a man. Mipnei Shibushosa Meruba, because it's more embarrassing for her. Ava Hakol Shava, but if everybody is equal, everyone's whatever, and everyone's a Talmud Chacham, so then Makdimin le'Kodem, whoever came first gets to go in first. So or zos, that's based on this Meiri. Near Shagam be'in yaneini yesh l'kachas odam min hatzad asher ha'emes near l'raglam. V'yoshev shal yad achalon. So he should sit for an hour by the window. V'sha be'emtza beis midrash, and then have him sit for an hour in the middle of it. And you figure out which one can he tolerate, and then you place him there. Right? And therefore, that's what he says. If it's impossible to do this, v'im e'ef shal livdok, you can't really check everybody. Near sheyif t'chu v'yiskor es achalon l'sirugin. You should open and close it at intervals. Al derech, marshal, chatzi shah hachalam pasuach, the chatzi shah sogar. Open for a half hour, close for a half hour. Ki chatzi shah dain evshali spol kor v'chom. For a half hour, you can tolerate. It's a little cold, okay, for a half hour, don't worry, it's gonna change in a half hour. It's too hot, don't worry, in a half hour, it's gonna change. V'choze kasher ein echad mehem choyle. This is all when no one in the base medrash is sick, Baruch Hashem. Aval im yesham echad chol. If someone's sick, hadavar mafriya lo b'yose. It bothers him even more, either the heat or the cold. Hareis Allahu Gadol b'yoser v'yesh lischashiv bo. You have to consider this. K'moshe kosa meiri, like the meiri said, shibari nidchem v'nei achole, that a healthy person is pushed aside, and the chole's concerns needs come first. V'habeis medrash meshuba bein lecholim bein lebrim, and the base medrash is meshuba, is required to service all of its talmidim, both those who are healthy and those who are not so healthy. So I thought that was an interesting Shaila that the Rav Zilberstein Shlita discusses based upon today's daf, Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel.